your spirit man is where the power's at. If your spirit is sick, then you're in trouble. People say, you know, this physical sickness and then their spiritual sickness. I'm going to tell you that all spiritual infirmity and all sickness starts in the spirit world. That's where it all starts. If your spirit is being fed like it's supposed to, and it's strong, and you're being led by the Spirit every day, 24/7, then you won't never be sick. You won't never grumble and complain. But how many people do you know can walk there, Deborah? There ain't many of us. Do you ever grumble and complain, girl?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You too, huh? Why is it we're like this? Why? Why can't we listen to that Spirit from the Word that tells us what to do? Why? Because we let the flesh drive us. And anytime the flesh drives us, I can assure you that the flesh is going to be concerned about itself. It's not concerned about nobody else. It's only concerned about itself. And of course, by being concerned about itself, it will talk evil about others and it will bring sickness and disease to itself. That's what will kill you. That next couple of verses. A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. He that is first in his own cause seemeth just, but his neighbor comes and searches him. Let's see what that says in the NLT, Jordan. 16 and 17. Giving a gift works wonders. That's easier to understand, isn't it? Giving a gift works wonders. It may bring you before important people. Is that true? Sure it can. Any story sounds true until someone sets the record straight. I thought how simple when I read that. I thought, you know, somebody can come up and tell you all kinds of things and you think, wow, that's something, isn't it? Then somebody comes up and says, that's not true at all. Let me tell you what really happened. How many of you know there's always two sides to every story? And if you start trying, here's the way I always say it now. There's your side of the story and my side of the story, and then there's the truth. Some of you took you a little while to get that. But that's the way it is. There's your story and my story, and then the truth. So when I start dealing, especially with men and women that are having troubles in a marriage, I sat down and talked to one of them, the man or the woman. I talk to the man, I hear his side of the story. I talk to the woman, I hear her side of the story. Just like one day standing right here, a young man came up and he had a brain tumor. I said, what's wrong with you, son? He said, I got a brain tumor and I need to be prayed for. I understand you have a healing ministry and I need to be prayed for. He looked like he was in his mid-30s. I said, you got all your sins repented of? Yeah. Everything's okay. I said, how's your love wife? He was a woman with him. I said, is your wife? He said, yeah. I said, how's your love walk with your wife? He said, it's okay. Absolutely no feeling in none of this. He just wants to be prayed for and get out of here. I looked at her and I said, how's your love walk with him? And she started crying. What does that tell me? It ain't good. I said, so there's a problem here between you two. One of you says flippantly, my love walk is okay with my mate. And the other one, I ask the question, she starts crying. I said, she's a little bit more compassionate than you are. I said, what's the deal? She said, he has an unforgiveness toward me for something I've done. I said, that's why you got a brain tumor. I said, forgive him. Forgive her. He said, no, I ain't never going to forgive her. I said, then you ain't never going to get well. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, that's what brought that tumor on you. I just said, it's your unforgiveness toward her. I said, I don't know, don't want to know what she did. It don't make no difference to me what she did. I said, Jesus paid the price for all these sins, and he told us he forgave her. He forgave you. I said, now he said, if you don't forgive her, he won't forgive you. Now then, if Jesus don't forgive you, I told him, I said, one day if this brain tumor kills you, and then you wind up at the gates of heaven, he said, who are you? He said, well, I'm John Doe. Oh, you're the man that wouldn't forgive his wife. Well, yeah, she did this to me. He said, then if I don't If you don't forgive her, I cannot forgive you, so you can't come into my heaven. So, into outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. I said, would you like to go to hell? He said, I ain't going to hell. I said, if you don't forgive your wife, you may very well go there if you die. I'm going to tell you, I don't care what anybody done to me. There ain't nothing anybody can do to me that's worth me getting out of that love walk and me spending eternity in hell for. You know that? There ain't nothing. Nothing. I give you everything I got. I'll walk off. I don't care what it is. I get, you know, cars, airplanes, house, anything else. But I ain't going to let a grudge get between you and me and going to get me out of a love walk with somebody, my wife or anybody else. Because if I get in that grudge between my wife and I died in it, I go to hell. Yeah. Somebody says, I don't believe that. Hey, I may be wrong, but I don't think I am. I don't think I'm wrong at all, especially after I heard Pastor Daniel's story in Africa. He had that little deal, little spat with his wife that morning. Yeah, you've heard that too, have you, brother? Yeah. Yeah, Pastor Ty, he's been down there, I think, 3 or 4 times, maybe 5 times. And at least 3 of those times, they've gone over and talked to this Pastor Daniel every time they go down there. And they've talked to him. I mean, this guy, he'll tell you. I mean, I got mad at my wife that morning. I left on the way to work saying, if that's the last thing I ever do, I'll get even with that woman. And it opened the door to the devil. He had a car wreck that day and killed him. And then the angel took him to heaven and said, this is where you were going to go. But after you got into the unforgiveness towards your wife, now then, God told me to show it to you so you at least get to see it, but you don't get to stay. Now I'm taking you to hell. And he took that guy, Pastor Daniel, to hell. You want to know if he get, whenever he come back, would you get into an unforgiveness towards your wife? He said, there's nobody else. I mean, he was he learned his lesson well. Let me tell you, 5 minutes in hell, do you know what would happen if God was to give each one of us 5 seconds in hell? You know how much better a Christian it would make out of each one of us? It would really change us, wouldn't it, Bill? Just 5 seconds in hell. Yeah. Yeah. We don't believe this place is real. We say we do, but we really don't believe it. If we did, we'd take this book literally. And we wouldn't hold these grudges against people. We wouldn't do these bad things. We would not do the things that he tells us not to do. We'd do the things he tells us to do. Next couple of verses. The lot causes contentions to cease and parteth between the mighty. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city. Now, think about that one. A brother or a sister offended is harder to be won than a strong city. Why is it like that? Why do we have to be like that? If you're offended, if you get offended at something that somebody does to you, why is it that somebody has to beg and plead and everything with you as a Christian to get back on the right path with you? Why do we live like this? Because when you were offended, what did that do to you? It hurt you, didn't it? Sure it did. Do you know anybody that has never been offended at anything? I mean, we're offended. We take offense. How many of you have been like I have? You've been having a great day and you think everything's going perfect, nothing's wrong, and all of a sudden somebody walks in and makes a statement about somebody and all of a sudden you're offended. You ever done that? You were having a great day. You couldn't have loved your brother no better. I mean, I'll take me and Bill here, for instance. I mean, we're great buddies. There ain't nothing could separate us. You know, we say things like that. And then all of a sudden, I mean, we've been the best of buddies. We go out to dinner together. We go all kinds of things. I mean, we're great buddies. And you couldn't separate us. and then somebody comes in and tells a story on one of us and the other and says, ah. And we receive that offense. Be it 5 minutes before, you couldn't do that. You wouldn't think at all. But all of a sudden, one of us received an offense. And then somebody goes and says, Thurman, did you really do that? I said, well, Bill, I didn't want you to know that. I didn't want you to know. I did that 10 years ago. I didn't really want you to know it because I knew it'd make you mad. I really cheated you out of $100,000 back yonder. You know, I didn't want you to know I did that. You know, but now that you found out, I'm sorry. Okay. That's what you should do. If we got along for 10 years, we're great friends without that $100,000, we can keep on going, can't we? Well, see, it's a choice we got to both make. It's a choice. We got to forgive instead of having to win them back over again. Why is it that we allow the enemy to let us ruin our whole life because we were the greatest of friends? Now, we ain't going to go to dinner together no more. You know, we ain't going to talk no more. You know, he's offended because I stole a mere $100,000 from him. You know, he's got millions. He'd never miss it. You know, so I'm just kidding. Y'all know that, of course. But the thing about it is, as long as we stay in this offense, I do everything. Every time I call him next week, he said, Bill, I'm so sorry. He said, don't call me no more. Don't talk to me. Now, does people do that to each other? Sure they do. Yeah. For 10 years, we were the greatest friends. But I stole the money from him 10 years ago. He just didn't know it. But now he found out. So now that I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Bill. I'm sorry. See, so he could say, okay, Thurman, I forgive you. I'm still going to be just as great a friend. We're going to go to dinner together. We ain't going to be no difference. You know, we're going to love each other just like we always. We're going to forget it. Now, that's what we should do as Christians, shouldn't we? Because, see, when we don't do that, we allow the enemy to steal our joy. You allow the enemy to steal your joy. That happens between so many people in church. But just like that scripture says, a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city. I mean, you're fighting a fight, a battle. But you know, that we don't have to go there as Christians. You know that? We can just forgive and say, hey, I'm going to love you. I'm going to be your friend.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.